Galatians, chapter 2. Then after the space of 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus also with me. And I went up by revelation, and I laid before them the good news which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately before them who were of repute, lest by any means I should be running, or had run, in vain. But not even Titus who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of the false brothers secretly brought in, who came in secretly to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into slavery. To whom we gave place in the way of subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the good news might continue with you. But from those who were reputed to be somewhat whatever they were, it makes no matter to me, God does not accept man's person. They, I say, who were of repute imparted nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the good news of the uncircumcision, even as Peter with the good news of the circumcision. For he who worked for Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision worked for me also to the Gentiles. And when they perceived the grace that was given to me, James and Cephas and John, they who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcision. Only they wanted that we should remember the poor, which very thing I was also zealous to do. But when Cephas came to Antioch, I resisted him to the face, because he stood condemned. For before some came from James, he ate with the Gentiles, but when they came, he drew back and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they did not walk uprightly according to the truth of the good news, I said to Cephas before them all, If you, being a Jew, live as do the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, how do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We being Jews by nature, and not sinners of the Gentiles. Yet knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we believed on Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law will no flesh be justified. But if, while we sought to be justified in Christ, we ourselves also were found sinners, is Christ a servant of sin? God forbid. For if I build up again those things which I destroyed, I prove myself a transgressor. For I through the law died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and that life which I now live in the flesh I live in faith, the faith which is in the Son of God, who loved me, and delivered himself up for me. I do not make void the grace of God, for if righteousness is through the law, then Christ died for nothing.